long that music bed lasted, but I don't think it was long enough to greet our guests and say hi and, you know, make sure that everybody was happy. But they look happy. They have smiles on their faces. The Woodstock Playhouse is celebrating its 75th anniversary, so why wouldn't they be happy? The Playhouse has gone through several incarnations. It began as an offshoot of the Bohemian theater scene of the Maverick Arts Colony, the with founder Robert Ellen's vision of the Playhouse. Became that's not even a sentence. What I have written is not even a sentence. Started with that vision of the Playhouse, it has grown and expanded, and now you look at its history. Larry Hagman, Dick Van Patten, Mary Martin, Diane Keaton, they all started their careers on the Playhouse stage. Woodstock Playhouse Company manager and co-founder Doug Farrell joins us this morning, along with Mary Mullaney, who is director of PR, and actor Robbie, and help me with this, Robbie.
Haltewanger.
Robbie Haltewanger, who is in Fiddler this season and will be playing the lead role in Tommy later on. It's a great pleasure to have you all here. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for inviting us.
Well, it's a delight. So, Doug, you have to be pretty psyched.
Oh, absolutely. It's been a fantastic season.
Now, tell us about the history of this place, because it's fascinating. When we say 75th anniversary, you know, it's been up and down, literally and figuratively.
Oh, sure.
I mean, it's been up, it burned down, it went. You know, it's mm-hmm. had a lot. There's a lot of stuff happening in that 75 years.
Absolutely. Yeah. In 1938, Robert Ellwin, who is one of the oldest families in Woodstock, he's a fifth generation Woodstocker. He created and founded the Woodstock Playhouse on that space where it sits now at the gateway to Woodstock. And as you said, it's been up and down all the way through. There are a couple of wars in between there. And actually, during the war, it did go dark for a while as it passed hands. And very close to like 1943, where like we're doing Biloxi Blues, that's coming up this weekend.
Right.
That era.
So your involvement began when? Your involvement began when with the theater?
My involvement began in 2010 when the organization that I work with, Pan American Dance Foundation and New York Conservatory for the Arts in Hurley, we purchased the Playhouse when it was established as the open-air facility
right. That
it stood as at that time.
And so the goal then was to do what and how and where are you in that process?
The goal was to fully enclose the Woodstock Playhouse and to make it more friendly for the audience members, to install traditional theater seating, to continue to have it grow by adding technical appointments such as LED lighting, the sound system, just moving through there. We've installed beautiful theater seating. It's all in a newly tiered area. It used to be a flat floor, and now it's completely tiered, making the viewing and the comfort for the audience outstanding. We have two very large galleries, which can accommodate large works. Right now, we have the photography of Elliot Landy in there from Woodstock.
And that's an overall arts goal, then. I mean, not just. I mean, you're looking at sort of keeping that. I mean, the theme of the whole place.
Sure.
Alive.
Sure. Well, the main goal was not to see the Woodstock Playhouse disappear. I mean, one of the reasons when we came up into the area in 1986 was that the Woodstock Playhouse was there and it was thriving and it was, you know, a mecca for the arts and creativity in combination with those coming up from New York City. So we moved into the area, but then in 88 it had burnt down. And it's slowly been rebuilt step by step, stage by stage, with so many people through the community, through the Woodstock Arts Board, and then passing hands to us just in 2010. But the main artistic goal is not to see all that creation, all that history disappear from Woodstock.
Mary, so there's a lot going on this season. Give us a sketch of what's happening.
Absolutely. We still have Bloxy Blues. It's running starting tonight through Saturday. And next week, we open with Tommy, and that'll be our last summer stock. And these are actors which are interviewed and cast from New York City. So we've got some incredible performances yet to come. And then followed by that, we invite many other groups that will be coming in to use the Playhouse. We have the Woodstock Comedy Festival happening September 20th through the 22nd. We also have a Luthier Showcase that's happening in October. That's the 26th. And also in October is the Woodstock Film Festival, which runs from October 2nd through the 6th. And then later on, in November, December, the Christmas Carol from New York Conservatory for the Arts will be having its annual performance at the Playhouse. So we have a lot of things to be looking forward to in the upcoming months.
So you become a centerpiece of the community throughout the year. Robbie, next up, as Mary mentioned, is Tommy. You're playing the lead role in that, and that sounds fun.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Daunting, but exciting.
Daunting. Well, because we're doing all our shows in rep, we'll be rehearsing for something while running something else at night. So normally today, if I wasn't here, I would be rehearsing for Tommy this morning or Biloxi Blues since we open it tonight.
Okay, so you're in that too?
Yes, I am.
What do you play in that?
Joseph Wykowski. He's one of the soldiers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So is it, and I asked this question earlier today when we were talking to the Hudson Valley Shakespeare people, but so when you're in a role like Tommy, which is, you know, lead role, then do you try to then make the other role a little bit smaller, or don't you, or is work work and you don't care?
Work is work. Work is okay. Work is work, yeah.
Wind you up and you'll go out and act.
I mean, it's not really my choice. I mean, I'm not the one casting myself, so that's up to the people casting me. But it doesn't really matter. It says work is work.
So do you keep, is that kept in mind, Doug, of like who's doing what and how much of a burden of one show?
Oh, sure, of course.
Yeah.
And as Robbie said, work is work, but it's also their lives. They've grown up doing theater. They've gone into major performing arts programming, like Robbie's on, just graduated from Wagner College on Staten Island. Which is one of the top programs in the nation. And with that mindset in those programs, it's just a love for theater and a hunger that even the people, when we start balancing out the season, who are getting maybe a major role, and then you see them move into a chorus role or a lesser role, you can just see within them that, like, wanting more and wanting more. And it's evenly distributed, yeah, sure.
And so what does it take to for you to get ready for a role like Tommy?
A lot of work, a lot of listening and learning music, so, since it's a rock opera. It just takes a lot of time and preparation, and it takes a lot of focus, especially since we have so little time to rehearse, since we're putting up Tommy in, 2 weeks? You just need to be really focused and completely there during every single rehearsal.
And that's a crazy show. I mean, there's
it's
a lot
totally
going
insane.
On.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but that's not daunting, that's fun.
Oh, it's so much fun. Oh, no, it's not daunting at all. It's a blast.
Yeah. A bit of playtime, really. You get to go out
pretty
and,
much.
And
yeah,
and,
pretty much playtime.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not, you know, minimizing the amount of work that you're putting into it, but once you're out there, that seems like a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is a ton of work, and at the time it's, you know, it's pretty stressful, but at the end of the day, you need to go back and think, well, you know, I'm doing what I love, and not everyone can say that, so got to be grateful for it.
Yeah, when you so you're in a, you know, you're in a straight play, you're in a musical in with Fiddler, and then a rock opera. So mm-hmm. when you're casting, you're ultimately looking for people who can do it all. Aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. When we go down to New York City and we're casting, we're looking at what someone calls the triple threat, or people with the four things that you're looking for.
Hey, Robbie, you're a triple threat, man. Good for you.
Oh, Robbie is more than a triple threat.
Good for you.
He's got all the extra. He really is. He's amazing, outstanding. He just finished running in as Perchick and Fiddler on the Roof. Gorgeous, gorgeous voice. Wonderful acting. Couldn't ask for any better.
And, you know, we mentioned the list of names of people who've been on that stage. I mean, I don't know. Does that – do you think about that at all? I mean, of the history of the place, of what goes on?
Absolutely.
What has gone on?
Yeah. Over the past year, I've worked with Richard Heppner over in the Historical Society in Woodstock, and we've worked closely together, and we've been adding up all the names of people who have gone through there, because the Woodstock Playhouse was actually established as one of the first rural extensions of Broadway. Back in 38, actually moving into 40, 41, there's a wonderful Hirschfeld that was on the front page of the music theater dance section in the New York Times with the inscription underneath that it was Robert Elwin and his cast of Little Foxes at the Woodstock Playhouse. And it actually has Hirschfeld's signature, or his standard signature, on the piece. And underneath it says Woodstock, New York. Mm. It's really a very strong cornerstone, and that's always in mind, and it's now on our wall at the Woodstock Playhouse with our new history wall of the first 75 years.
Yes, you've added this whole wall, which gives you a timeline, really.
Yeah, a timeline and an overview of those 75 years since the establishment all the way up to the present.
So if people want to find out more information, Mary, how do they go and do that?
You could actually go online to www.woodstockplayhouse.org, or you can give a call at 845-679-6900 and get all kinds of information.
Excellent. And again, it's woodstockplayhouse.org. Woodstockplayhouse.org helps celebrate the 75th anniversary of the Playhouse. And so there's still time to see
Biloxi Blues this week.
Biloxi Blues.
And Tommy Runs next two weekends. Well, Thursday through Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Yep. Robbie, we wish you well in both of those endeavors.
Thank you.
Certainly with Tommy. Thank you very much. And Doug, very nice to have you here as well.
Thank you, Jim.
Again, you can find out more information, woodstockplayhouse.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.